Thank you, and welcome again to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, and we hope that if you have something you'd like to share with us, a little funny story or a little poem that maybe you've written, please include the author and send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'd be glad to share that on The Good Stuff coming up if it fits into our repertoire here.
And most everything does.
It pretty much does, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We have fun receiving items.
Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And yesterday's antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can call by for an appointment, 605-642-5884. That's 605-642-5884. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
Well, we're hoping that you enjoyed the Golden Valley Shootout out in Wayne and the Wayne Herman Invitational Bareback Riding out of Golden Valley, North Dakota this past weekend. So hopefully you had a great time there.
And thank you to all of them for advertising on The Good Stuff.
Sure. And on the ball, I don't know the author of this, but it's a golf story.
Oh, jolly okay? Good.
So once there was a golfer whose drive landed on an anthill. Rather than move the ball, he decided to hit it where it lay. He gave it a mighty swing. Clouds of dirt and sand and ants exploded from the spot. Everything but the golf ball. It sat on the same spot. So he lined up and tried another shot. Clouds of dirt and sand and ants went flying again. The golf ball didn't even wiggle. Two ants survived. One dazed ant said to the other, "Whoa, what are we going to do now?" Said the other ant, "I don't know about you, but I'm going to get on the ball."
Ha ha. Okay, two pigs are visiting. They're at the county fair.
Oh, a pig story and a county fair story.
Yeah. Okay. So one's got a first place ribbon and one has a second place ribbon.
Okay.
Okay. The pig with the second place ribbon says, "There's always next year." And the pig that won first place says, "I think you're confused about how this county fair thing works."
Don't forget to support all of your livestock sales, 4-H FFA livestock sales that they have during these fairs. That's a very important part of the year-end and the experience. And I have the secret of life from Jake Lake.
You have the secret?
Everybody's asked, what is the secret to life? Jake Lake will offer it to you here. The secret of life is to make the best of whatever comes along. Make every day fresh and new. Go in search of knowledge and experience. Let your questions and your answers reconcile. Do your best to remember, and that the best kind of learning curve is an educated smile. Share your magic with the people who share your memories. Let your feelings run deep. Be in touch with the people who live in your heart. Be a caring person who plays for keeps. To really know what success means, earn it. Don't rely on some elevator to get you there. The higher the floor you want to reach, the more important it is to take the stairs. The easiest lessons to remember are the ones that you learn the hard way. Appreciate the little things that make each day unique and special. So now you know the secret of life. And that was from Jake Lake.
Okay, time for another golf joke.
It's golf season, yes.
Yes. Lee and Gary head out to the golf course for a quick 9 holes. On the first tee, Lee turns to Gary and says, "What do you say we make this time worth something? Play you for $5. Gary agrees and they start their rounds. It's a great game, and the two lifelong friends reach the number 9 tee box with Gary ahead by 1 stroke. After Lee hits a great drive right down the middle, Gary steps up and promptly hooks a ball into deep, rough trees. "Come on," Gary says to Lee, "help me find my ball. I'll look in this patch of trees and you look around over there." They look and look and look, but no ball can be found. The 5-minute time limit on searching for lost balls is about to run out. Gary gets desperate. He gives a quick glance over to Lee to see if he is looking, then swiftly reaches into his pocket and drops a new ball into the rough. "Found my ball," Gary shouts out triumphantly. Lee looks at his friend with great disappointment. "After all the years we've been friends," Lee says, "you cheat me at golf for a measly $5. "What do you mean cheat?" Gary says indignantly. "I found my ball sitting right here." Lee lets out a heavy sigh. "And you'd lie to me too. All that for the tiny little sum of money. You'd cheat me and lie to me. For what? For $5? I can't believe you'd stoop so low." "Well, what makes you so sure I'm cheating and lying anyway?" Gary asks. "Because," Lee replies, "I've been standing on your ball for the last 5 minutes.
And that's The Good Stuff.